And look at verse Judges. I don't know if I told you chapter 21. Did I tell you the chapter? I want you to go to the last verse. Verse number 25. I want you to notice in this verse, the last verse of the book of Judges. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Now, let me stop right there. You get in trouble when you don't have a king. We can apply that, amen. Spiritually, we know we're in trouble if we don't have a king. But you're in trouble when you don't have a king. And that would be, in the United States of America's situation, would be the president. When a nation don't have a king, look what happens. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Now, by the way, you can have somebody in office and they can still not be a king. That means with the preacher. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. You may be seated. May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of the Scripture today. I don't know why God's going to let me preach this morning, but I need you to put wood on the fire, okay? How many can put wood on the fire? I need you to do that. When I got this mess in my head and I can't hardly get it out anyway, it hinders. But God's got the power. Amen. He's able. I'll say it again. In those days, there was no king in Israel. And because there was no king in Israel, this is very self-explanatory. He said, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. If you got a king that is in authority and you got a king that people respect, amen, then you'll have a nation that loves the Lord. I got thinking about what God wanted me to preach on this morning, and I don't know, several thoughts. There's a 2 Timothy chapter 3, around verse number 5 came to my mind, amen, where it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He goes on to say, did I get that right? From such turn away. I got that on my mind this week, and I'm going to, maybe the Lord will let me share an incident I had with an individual this week. But anyway, just by the way of introduction, the world, it's passing by so quickly. I mean, man, who would have think that it's, we're almost Thanksgiving Day. We're almost at Christmas, and it just seemed like the year just was, anybody there? I mean, you can look on television and see our status of our government. You see the status of the world. You can see that we are in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. We are there. You've heard me preach on those a lot of times. I'm talking about we're in that day that every man, amen, did that which was right in his own eyes. I want to say something right here. Everything that ever comes to your mind ain't right. Everything that ever comes to your flesh ain't right. I'm saying I was approached this week. Well, I said I wasn't actually approached. But they did talk to me a little bit. But here's the mentality of this generation that we're living in. First of all, amen, here in this last verse of this chapter, 21, verse 25, this ends the book of Judges, of course, and it explains why they were unlawful acts. It explains why Israel, amen, was in the shape they were in. They wasn't no king. There wasn't no legal authority in the whole land, so everybody just done what they like to do. I don't know about you, but that's exactly what we're in today. Every man's doing what they like and want to do. If you decided you didn't want to come to church this morning, guess what you'd have done? You wouldn't be at the house of God this morning. People's attitude is, if I can make it back to Wednesday night, it's all right. But if I can't, it's still all right. And they justify themselves by saying, well, Wednesday night ain't in the Bible. You're quiet, homie. That's all right. You're listening. But the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it says, forsake not yourselves assembling together as the manner of some is. But he goes on to tell us how do we need to exhort one another as we see the days approaching. It helps me to be in the house of the Lord. Does it help you? And as I got thinking about this, the book of Judges pictures Israel's, amen, from suffering from invasion. Pictures Israel suffering from slavery, poverty. They were civil war taking place amongst, I mean, there's war amongst their own people, amen. So you say, preacher, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. There's a new generation came on the scene. Can I get a witness? They were unconcerned. Amen. They were indifferent to the church's needs. We're living in a generation, amen. Hey, there's so much unconcernedness, it's unreal. I was talking to this individual the other day, and they made this comment. I don't know when the last time they've been in church. I ain't trying to judge the individual. I'm not trying to do that. But it seemed like this person had to justify themselves to me. I don't know why they owe me anything. They don't owe me nothing. Even as your pastor, you don't owe me nothing, but I sure glad. Amen. Some people have a little bit of respect to call the preacher. Amen. And not that I want to know your business, but if you got a pastor's heart, you love your people. But this person, amen, they made this comment. Well, I ain't never left the Lord. I've not never walked away from God. I still prayed every day. I still read my Bible. Amen. You got people that say, as long as they pray every day, as long as they read their Bible every day, they don't have to come to the house of God. I need your help. You know what that is? That is people doing right in their own eyes. That's people, amen, doing right in their own way. Amen. You say, now, preacher, but I don't know about this. Amen. Listen, friend, we're in trouble in America. We're in trouble in our churches. You ought to thank God this church is still going. You ought to thank God the door still opens up on Sunday night and Wednesday night. You ought to thank God we go to the youth programs. You ought to thank God. Can I get a witness right there? You ought to thank God for that. Amen. But people, amen, it seemed like this person wanted to justify. Well, I'm all right. I mean, man, I've had them leave the impression of me. Man, they don't go to church. I just don't go to church, but I'm all right. Let me tell you something, friend. You can't be all right. Uh-oh, I'm going to bust bubbles this morning, I guess. And if I don't, that's all. If I do, that's all right. And if I don't, that's all right. But I'm going to say this. That's the mentality of this Generation X. Can I get a witness? This new generation, amen, that we're getting up on the scene, they're so unconcerned. First of all, if you never bring your kids to Sunday school, they'll never go. They'll never want to go. The Bible says, train up a child the way it should go, and when he departs, he won't depart from it. Is that right? Amen. In other words, they'll know what right ways to go. But this new generation is unconcerned. They're indifferent to the church's needs. I'm talking about spiritual. Yeah, let me tell you something. Every leader in this church, I don't care when I say leader, I don't care if you're the piano player, the choir leader, the preacher, the deacon, the youth director, whatever. If you're a leader, the clerk, the secretary, if you're a leader of this church, amen, let me tell you something. You ought to be concerned about the church's needs. I need a witness. You ought to have a burden for your class, teacher. If you don't have a burden for your class, get out of the class. If I don't have a burden for this church, if it comes to the place that I don't have a burden for going home, Free Will Baptist Church. I need to get out of the pulpit. Amen. Whatever you do. Hey, let me tell you something, Angie. Just because you're a lengthy piano player and you're my wife, hey, if it ain't in your heart to play it, don't do it. I need a witness. Why, preacher, don't you know? Yeah, it's better to have a piano player. But glory to God, we need people that have put their heart into what they're doing. I need a witness this morning. If you're a member of this church, you need to put your heart in God's way. And when you get in God's way, you need to put your heart into going home Free Will Baptist Church. How many believes this is a good church? Not that I'm the pastor, not that we got to do a deacon board, not because Angie plays the piano. Amen. We ought to love our church because, hey, we love it. Harold Holcomb said one time he pastored the best church there was. He said that here at Going Home Church. And you know what? To you, this ought to be the best church. I need a witness. Sure, you can find problems. Sure, you can find, situations, that you don't like. But listen, you go to the church up the street or the church down the street or the church across town, you'll find the same thing. But we're living in this new generation that it's right in their own eyes. And because, Israel did not have a king, you know what my job is, as pastor of this church, is to lead you as, sheep. Can I get a witness? It's my, as a pastor, I have a great responsibility. I need to lead these deacons, in the paths. Can I get a witness there? I'm just saying God's been dealing with my heart, when it's coming to the ministry of this church, I'm talking from the piano player, and just every aspect of going on Free Will Baptist Church, I have a responsibility to pastor you. Is anybody, if you got that? The pastor is to lead these deacons. Huh? Some people think that the deacons has to lead the pastor. No, sir. That's not the deacon's job. They ain't but one head. I need a witness. I'm not saying that of flaunting authority, Keith. I'm not, and I believe you understand. I don't do that. I don't say that. I hope you understand and grasping what am I getting. Ain't that right, brother? That's right. They're a servant. But what I'm saying is I have the responsibility to guide this deacon board. Help me, people. Amen. This ain't in my notes. I'm just giving you what God's laying on my heart. It's my responsibility. Amen. As the pastor, to teach the secretary how to do her job. Amen. You say, well, you can't teach your wife how to play. No, but I can encourage her. It's my duty to exalt the youth leaders, to help them, to guide them. I need a witness. It's my responsibility. Because, listen, I might not get off of this morning. As good a king as you got, I'm talking spiritually, it's been as good a church as you have. You know why? Amen. Now listen, there's a lot of good kings that's tried to lead right, but the people wouldn't let him lead. But we don't have that problem around here because we got a good church. Amen. I'm not just saying that. Hallelujah. Amen. We got a good church. Amen. If this digging board don't agree on things, it's all right. Amen. Listen, we're not there to quarrel. We're not there to fuss. We're there to seek God's will. And by the way, when we meet as a deacon board, we need to meet, not just because what Jeff Duncan wants, not just because what Robert Mann wants, Keith Turner wants, Brother Norrie, we need to meet because we want what God wants. And when you have a church, I'm a preaching to the church, ain't I? When you have a church that's got the right pastor, when they called me to Beaver Down Free Will Baptist Church, down there in, I call it Beaver Down, but it's Landrum, South Carolina. And they asked me, I filled in for, I don't know how long to fill in, several months. But anyway, you've heard me tell that story. And here's my point. I came in one Wednesday night and said, we voted on you Sunday. It was 100% for you to be our pastor. I wasn't even praying about it. Amen. I went back and I said, and I got home and I go on my face before God. And I said, God, you know. And by the way, I always thought when somebody asked me to pastor, it would have been God's will. I found out quick. Amen. You said, how did you find out? I just prayed and laid out a fleece. And I said, Lord, whatever you answer, I'll answer it. If it's yes, I'll go. If it's no, I'm going to stay and I'll answer it. Hardest thing I ever had to do is to go down there to that little church. I'm talking about, man, there's half the time I didn't get to preach. There's a shouting the house down. I'm talking about 20-some people, amen, shouting it out. Amen. And you said, there's a good spirit. Sure they was. Amen. But I had to go back and I had to tell them no. Let me tell you something. You got a good pastor. You said, what would have happened? Here's my point. If I'd have went there and God hadn't told me, first of all, it wouldn't have helped me. And I wouldn't have helped the church. Now, let's get the word I out. The Lord couldn't have helped the church because I'd have been out of the Lord's will. I need help. I'm saying this morning, amen, listen to me. As good as king as you got, the Israel was without a king. And they did what was right in their own eyes. You know what that meant? They had no leadership. They had no leadership. It used to be, amen, that going home church would have 20 and 30 people go to the association meeting. I'm not talking about youth. 20? It used to be 20-some. It would hit 30 at times. People from this church would go and back to that association. Whether you know it or not, you say, I don't like them. It don't matter if you don't like them. First of all, you ain't got a right to say that. Because if it was all that bad, I wouldn't be a part of it. Now say amen. Oh, but I don't like the way this is done or that's done. First of all, pray. See, God's got me as assistant moderator for some reason. Now say amen. You know me good enough. I watch right, watch wrong. But I'm saying, amen, it used to be that we'd have 20 and 30 people go to these youth meetings. Can I get a witness? Used to be on Tuesday night when we have our youth meetings here at Going Home Church. I mean, man, we'd have soul winning classes. I mean, but now we can't hardly get a handful to come to that. And you know what that does? That burdens me. Well, I'm 40, 50, 60, 70 year old. I don't need to go to a youth meeting. Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. How is that? To back your young people, amen. To back your church. And by the way, I was sitting there thinking last night, we ain't there for competition. Let me tell you something. If they was just me and one other person there and we stood up, hey, glory to God, it ain't competition. Hey, glory to God, some preachers won't bring their kids, amen, because they ain't got three or four. Ain't got but one. Bless God, we're not there for competition. I need help there. Glory to God, I think, well, I ain't going to tell you what I think because I ain't on the youth board. Amen. Now say amen. I'm just saying, listen to me this morning. Israel was without a king and they did right in their own, what was right in their own eyes. And I've seen this church, God's blessing it. We got a good spirit. Please don't nobody go off here and say, boy, that preacher beat him over the head this morning. I ain't what I'm trying to do. I'm just saying, man, we got a good spirit. You don't have to say amen to that one. God's here. Could I get a witness? Praise the Lord. But you know what? When I see visitation programs years ago, amen, glory to God. We'd get 200 homes a week, amen. Wouldn't we, Joanne? Joanne remembers that. Amen. We'd get 200 homes a week knocking those doors. Amen. Them little boys that's grown now, that she said was mean. Amen. They'd be walking, amen, and helping us, amen, hand out the tracts and all of that. Well, and then we can call for a visitation program, amen, and you say, well, preacher, how many times? Four? Five? I'm trying to say this morning that if you're a member, now listen, especially if you're a leader, but if you're a member, you ought to back your church wherever a service is. You ought to be there. Whether somebody help me. Well, I ain't never been. Go. Amen. You need to back your church. Amen. We're quiet. I know you're listening. I know. But let me tell you something. You know what that does? That breaks the pastor's heart. They done right in their own eyes. They were unconcerned why they didn't have a leader. You know what my duty is as a pastor? Is to encourage you. You say, well, what you're preaching this morning is discouraging. You know why that is? Because you're guilty. If you're discouraged, you're guilty. If you're encouraged, amen, then somebody help me. Praise the Lord. See, preacher gets it all different directions. Amen. Amen. Somebody, I hope nobody leave here and say, boy, he really lashed us out this morning, didn't he? Listen, I understand. If there's reasons you can't be in the house of God, God understands that, and I ain't no judge. I need a witness. People are indifferent to the church's needs. I said spiritual. People think it's all right to miss Wednesday night. It's a funny thing to me that these people, amen, that thinks they have to justify themselves to me because they don't come to God's house. I'm all right. I just don't go to church. Well, you've heard me say it before, and we'll say it again. We'll just keep a preaching. Why are you here? Why are you here? Okay. Lord, why are you here? Serve the Lord. I choose to be. I need to be. Susan, why are you here? Get fed here. Colin, why are you here? Love these kids. Angie, why are you here? I love the Lord, and that's the least I could do. I'm not up here because you pay me a salary. I'm not up here because I'm the pastor going home to church. You decided tomorrow not to pay me. And God still wanted me here. I'd try my best to be here and pastor you. You say, that's awful easy to say. It may be. I hope I ain't never tried like that. But why do you go to work? But preaching ain't a job. Can I get an amen? Per se is preaching for money. Can I get an amen? But a pastor, boy, hallelujah. This new generation's unconcerned, they're indifferent. I said to the church's needs, spiritual, financial. A lot of people think they can help other people and that'll be their tithes they pay to the Lord. Wrong. God didn't say bring your tithes and give to other people. God didn't say to take your tithe and buy somebody's grocery. God didn't tell you to take your tithe, amen, and pay somebody's light bill. You say, preacher, that ain't the word. It is too. God did not say to take your tithe, amen, and put food on somebody's table. He said, bring ye your tithes into the storehouse. What is the storehouse? The church. That it may be filled. That it may be, everybody, that it may be,
filled.
That it may be,
filled.
That it may be filled. Okay? You know what the church's duty is? You see somebody that needs a power bill paid, it's your duty to come and say, hey, I think we need to help. Need somebody needing groceries, the church needs to, that's what we pay the tithes with. People, amen, are missing out on the blessings of God because they won't pay their tenth to the Lord. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which is right in his own eyes. I was going to say a while ago, the church has been blessed. We got a good spirit. But including your pastor, I can move up. Can anybody else say you can move up? If you can, I want to see your hand. I don't know why God wanted me to preach this morning. But the Bible said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 5. And he says, from such turn away. I was going to make a comment a while ago. Why are you here, preacher? I'm here because God put a desire in my heart to be here. It's a funny thing to me that these people, amen, that never come to the house of God but say, I'm saved all the time, never have a desire to be there and hear the precious Word of God preached. I don't know. This has been, to me, it's been scattered this morning. I'll give you my heart. But with this generation that we're living in, no wonder our churches are not full. They're doing right in their own eyes. Hey, and by the way, you better get out and vote this coming year. Better get out and vote this coming year. Are we going to sit back and put the same old mess we got in there? You say, preacher, you're judging. Can't nobody else say that we're in a mess? I need your help this morning. Amen. A president that says we're not a Christian nation no longer. We don't need him as a president. Amen. Somebody says, well, somebody else will tell us good things just to get elected. Well, I'll still have to elect them because they told me the good things. Then it'll fall on their hand. I sure ain't going to vote for a president that says it's all right. Hey, when they take the homosexual, gay, and lesbian day over the day of prayer, I ain't vote for that. I ain't vote for that man. He ain't no Christian. He's a Muslim. You say, oh, preacher, you shouldn't have said that. Glory to God, I'll get kicked off radio probably for that, but that's all right. You say, preacher, you shouldn't judge that man. Let me tell you something. When he can't even put, hey, holiday tree. Have you heard that one this week? Hey, man, they ain't a Christmas tree now in the White House. It's a holiday tree. And he cannot represent. And you know what gets me, brother, is when he will not recognize the National Day of Prayer, that he'll let them homos and them queers march around. Help me. Matter of fact, won't recognize the National Day of Prayer, and then he'll let the Muslims meet and pray. Help the preacher. Now, is that a man of God? No, that's not a man of God. Let's all stand to our feet. I feel like I made a mess of it this morning. But I'll give you what God's put on my heart. Amen. That's all I can do. I'm just asking you as a Christian and as a church. Help me as a pastor. I feel like I've failed. And God's been dealing with my heart on certain things. So as God leads me, and He leads me to lead the deacon board, to lead the church, to lead the different positions in the church, as God leads me, just say, God guide you. Now, if anybody's in here worrying, you're probably thinking, what's he going to do? Don't worry about that. I'm just saying God has spoke to my soul. As a pastor, I'm sharing you my heart this morning. And I'm not up here preaching that you're doing everything in your own eyes. That ain't what I'm preaching. I'm saying if you ain't got leadership, then they ain't going to be leadership in the congregation. Can I get a witness? I guess that's the reason I've always tried my best as a pastor to lead the church as the Holy Spirit led me. That's the reason people gets out and says, oh, you go up there where Jeff Duggan pastors. Why? He's a dictator. Maybe that's the reason, because I try to lead. There's some churches, friend, some pastors don't care about you. They don't care how the status, they don't, as long as it just goes. They don't care. They don't care about how, what kind of services they have. You know what my heart is? I care about how the services go at Going Home Church. You know why I care? Because I want the Holy Ghost to be filled. I want the Holy Spirit to move in our presence when we come to the Lord's house. Some preachers, amen, don't have that burden for their church. They don't have a concern of how the deacon board's doing. They don't have a concern about how the youth ministry's doing. They don't have a desire, amen, about how the church members are doing. They just come, and if they show up, they're there. A lot of you preachers just come to get paid on Sunday and go home on Monday. This pastor ain't like that. I got a burden for you, and I love you. And I think we need to pray not only for our church, I mean, we need to pray for each other. And we need to pray. The Lord spoke to our hearts several Sunday nights ago. We've got a list of people we're trying to visit, trying to go as the Lord leads. We've asked you, if you've got people you want us to visit, you give us their names. We'll try our best to go visit those people. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. I wonder who needs to come. I'm coming. I'm going to pray. I'm just putting a petition out to this church. Let's come pray for each other.
Most of all to you, Mother.